You might remember this from last weekend, or should I say the announcement of the Chiefs team to take on the Lions. Young Sam, who was front and centre with Dave Rennie.
The Chiefs team to play the British and Irish Lions is number one, Siegfried Fissey Ahoy. Number two, Liam
Polewart. Oh, I thought it was just amazing. So what we thought we'd do is track down Sam, because there was more to the story than just a young man who was given the opportunity to read out the Chiefs team with Dave Rennie beside him. It was about how he got to that point. As I said, he was very convincing with the Chiefs coach in terms of his team that should be selected to take on the British and Irish Lions. Young Sam joins us out of his home in Hamilton. Sam, can I say to you, I've heard a wee rumour that you were adamant you needed to talk to Dave Rennie about your team to face the Lions.
Well, I kind of called him up at first. So I called him up and was... I left a message on the answer phone for the office and said, this is my team that I spent 4 hours putting together this team, and I had, and I've actually still got the original copy somewhere, and then he called back the next day when I was over at my rugby camp, and then he called back again the next morning, and I told my team was amazing.
So you'd worked out your own Chiefs team to take on the Lions?
Yes, because I knew all our All Blacks were missing.
Righto. So what was your reaction, firstly, when you found out that Dave Rennie, Chiefs coach, had called you and was going to call you back as well, Sam?
It was kind of like, how do I put this? Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. I was honestly shaking when I talked to him. It was such a big honour.
What made you ring the club? Because, I mean, let's be honest here, Sam. When we're all youngsters, we put together our own teams. But obviously, you were very proud of your team. What made you ring the Chiefs to make sure that Dave Rennie knew exactly how good your team was?
Well, I kind of just left a thing on the answer phone, but then... It took me to dream that little message, but I had lots of people said I had actually had the guts to go up and call about a team that I had already made, but when other kids just wouldn't have the guts.
No, and the thing about what you did, Sam, which I've got to commend you on hugely here, it was a really tough team to name because there were so many All Blacks and first-string players missing, particularly those that played in the New Zealand Māori team, so you had to consider all of that.
Yeah, I know. Well, we have got so much talent with all our Māori All Blacks in and all of our All Blacks in. And so it leaves us completely with no All Blacks in, or any All Black related rugby. But although we have so much talent with them in, we have so much talent without the All Blacks too. And plus, it's great experience for the young guys who are coming through.
Sam, you are brilliant. Sam, let me ask you this. So when Dave Rennie rings you and you put his team to him, how much robust debate was there between the two of you about who makes the squad and who misses out, Sam?
He called me and then I really just told him my team.
And did he agree with your team, Sam?
Yeah, he was like, I'll take that into consideration and you'll have to see if it's the right team.
Oh, Sam, that is brilliant. And then what I loved about when you read out the team, Sam, were you nervous? Were you excited? Did you feel proud? Because obviously the Chiefs are your team, sir.
Oh, wait, which team? The one on telly or the my own home one?
No, the Chiefs. When you got to read that out on national television, mate.
I was so excited. It's a bit of a mind blow. I was just thinking, oh my gosh. But I was kind of nervous at the same time. But apart from that, I was really excited.
How many years or how long did you have to practice some of those names, Sam? They're not easy.
About, well, I could, Like John Santamartine and the Laulalas, like the Turtle and stuff. I think Taumatene was the only one I really struggled with.
Oh, Sam, I thought you did a really great job. And look, for you as well, I mean, to be on national television, what did your mates say?
Oh, they were like, hey, Webby, what's up? Then I was just like, oh, hey, guys. And I was like, oh, you're famous now. I was just like, oh, okay.
That is so cool, Sam. So what are you doing for the match, mate? Tell me your plans.
Well, sitting at home on the beanbag with salt and vinegars, just watching the game in all my gear.
I love it. So is that your All Black gear or your Chiefy's gear?
All Black's gear.
Oh, mate, I love it. I think that's awesome. The only thing I'm not quite sure about, salt and vinegar chips, what about chicken or plain?
I'm vegetarian, so I don't really like chicken, but plain is... plain's all good, but salt and vinegar is just the one for me.
Sam, what would it mean to you one day if you got the phone call and the NZRC, you said, mate, how about reading out the All Black team?
I'd be blown away.
Yeah, I think you'd be amazing.
It'd be one, oh my God, it'd be one heck of a mind blow, really.
Sam, I have to ask you this question, and I've been asking all my punters all afternoon. I'll do it all weekend because the America's Cup, I love it, Sam. I'm not sure where you stand. What's more important to you this weekend, the America's Cup or the All Blacks?
All Blacks.
Why?
All Blacks, we all know rugby is the country's most popular sport, and more people go for it, but I'm not really, my parents and, my mum's side of the family have been quite big sailors, but she's been saying, get off of the America's Cup, Sam, we should have done it. And then, which we are going to do for, like, the last couple of games. But then, rugby, I eat, sleep and breathe it, so it's kind of an easy choice.
Hey, Sam, I've got a question for you. How would you like to be a regular on my radio show?
Oh, it'd be amazing.
How would you like for me to help you in your journalistic career to become a sports broadcaster, Sam? I think you'll be amazing.
Are you kidding?
No. I'm going to make you my little protege. Honestly, I think you're so cool for what you did, the initiative you showed. So what I'm going to do is create a wee segment for you as much as I can on the show, Sam, so that you can tell me about the world of sport, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Mate, you're amazing. I just want to say well done on what you did. I look forward to having you as part of my show on News Talk ZB and Radio Sports. Sam, lovely to chat with you.
Lovely to chat with you too.